This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of August, 2026. Essence, sweet children, have unlimited intellects. Seek the opinions of eminent people and benefit all souls. Ask them for their halls to hold lots of exhibitions. Question. By having which awareness will you never become unhappy? Answer. You have now become aware that you were worthy of worship kings and that you then became beggars. Baba has come and is once again making you into kings. Baba is now telling you the news of the whole world. You have now come to know the history and geography of the world. Continue to have this awareness and you will never feel unhappy. You will remain constantly happy. Song, show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long lost and now found spiritual children heard the song. You children understand that it is very easy to meet the Father and to receive your inheritance from him. It is remembered that you receive the inheritance of liberation in life from the Father in a second. Liberation in life means the inheritance of happiness, peace and prosperity, etc. There are the two terms, liberation in life and bondage in life. You children know that everyone has a life of bondage at this time because of the path of devotion and the kingdom of Ravan. The Father comes and liberates you from that bondage and gives you the inheritance. As soon as a child is born, his parents, friends and relatives all understand that an heir has been born. It is just as easy to understand this as it is to understand that. Children say, Baba, you have come and met us exactly as you did in the previous cycle. We have found the path to receive the inheritance easily from you. Everyone knows that the creator of the new world is God. He is liberating us from wandering around. Yesterday we were doing devotion, whereas today we have found the path of this easy knowledge and Raj Yoga. Some children relate their experiences of how they heard from the Brahma Kumaris of having two fathers. No one apart from you could say that he has two fathers. Every aspect of yours is wonderful. You are now aware that those who belong here will very quickly be able to remember all of these things. Yes, sometimes Maya even slaps hard those who had remembered everything by making them forget everything. You children have to remain very cautious about this. The Father has reminded you of everything. You have to tie the bracelet of purity very tight. You now understand the significance of Rakshabandhan. Who made you make this promise? Lust is the greatest enemy. The Father says, promise me that you will never become impure and that you will continue to remember me. And then your sins of half this cycle will be burnt and destroyed. The Father guarantees this. You children also understand that since it is the Father who is giving this guarantee, it must be fine. What guarantee do goldsmiths give? They say they will make old jewellery new. That is their work. When it is put into a fire, it definitely becomes pure gold. Therefore, the father explains, there is alloy in souls. How you go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo is very easy to explain. The pictures have been made so that it is also easy to explain by using them. They have many types of maps in universities and colleges. These are your maps. You can explain to someone very well. The ocean of knowledge, the purifier father, comes and shows you this path. No one else can make an impure person pure. Human beings are without sight and are unhappy. You children know that for the first two ages there is no sorrow or devotion. That is heaven. There is the contrast between the people of Bharat of this time and the ancient people of Bharat. However, no one else understands this. They do so much worshipping, etc. The wealthier people are, the more beautiful are the ornaments they put on the idols of the deities. Baba is experienced. A trustee of the Lakshmi and Narayan temple in Bombay had a diamond necklace made for Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba still remembers the name of that trustee. He first built a temple to Shiv Baba and decorated it very beautifully. And he then built a temple to the deities and decorated Lakshmi and Narayan, etc. with so much jewellery. How much wealth there would have been at that time. Mahmud Ghaznavi came and looted camel loads of it. There was so much wealth in Bharat. You now understand accurately what your Bharat was. There were unlimited treasures in our Bharat. They used to build temples of diamonds and jewels. Those things don't exist anymore. Everyone has looted everything. Look what the condition has now become. You were worthy of worship kings, and now, having completed your 84 births, you have become complete beggars. Churn these things over and over again, and you will then never consider yourselves to be unhappy. Continue to churn in your hearts what you are receiving from Baba. The Father comes and tells us the news of the whole world. No one knows the history and geography of this world. You know that there was only the one Dharma, one kingdom, one direction, and one language, and everyone was happy at first. Afterwards, they began to fight amongst themselves, and Bharat began to be divided into pieces. It wasn't like that at first. There was no type of sorrow there. There was no mention of illness. The very name is heaven. You have now remembered everything about yourselves. We truly forget everything every cycle, and then we remember everything. The first and only mistake we made was to forget the Creator and creation. You now know the beginning, the middle and the end. This knowledge will not even exist in the Golden Age. So how could it have continued from time immemorial? At that time, the main ones are the kings. There aren't any rishis or munis then. They come into existence in the Copper Age. The rishis and munis receive their food, etc., from the kings. The kings looked after them, because after all, they renounced everything. The ancient Raj Yoga of ancient Bharat is remembered. You wouldn't say that rishis and munis are ancient. They come into existence in the Copper Age. They are supported by the kings. They say We do not know the Creator or creation. The father says the kings do not know that either. No one in the world has this knowledge. You children have now become sensible. You can write to those who build temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. You have spent so many hundreds of thousands of rupees on building temples. But do you know their life stories? How did they attain their kingdom? And where did they then go? We can tell you all of the secrets about where they are now. You can write to them like this. You children now know the biography of everyone, so why shouldn't you write to them? Some say, give us some time and we will tell you the life story of each one. You can even write to those who build temples to Shiva. The temple to Shiva in Benares is so large, it must have trustees. You should try to explain to eminent people. When eminent people understand, their sound will be heard by everyone. The poor quickly listen to them. Seek the help of eminent people. Get them to write their opinions, because their voice helps. In fact, they don't make as much noise as they might. You can even explain to the president. They even say that this is good. When a chief minister or a governor performs an opening, they write that these Brahma Kumaris show a very good and easy path to meet God. However, they don't understand who God is. At that time, they just say that the path you show is very good, that the path to find peace is very good. But they don't understand anything themselves. Baba tells you to explain to eminent people. Ask for very well-known halls with the help of important people. Tell them, we want to keep this exhibition here permanently in order to benefit all human beings. Simply advertise this. Take 50 to 100 halls like this. Bharat is very big. Take 10 to 12 halls in each city. Have it printed in the newspapers that exhibitions are being held in so many halls. Those who want to understand should come and do so. So many will then be benefited by this. You children have to have very broad intellects. You children have to do service. The father says to all of you children, hold exhibitions with great pomp and show. Baba is making preparations. You children have to make effort. All of these things have to be understood. God comes and creates the creation of people through Prajapita Brahma. Therefore, he must definitely have created so many Brahmins. He is now creating them again. There are so many Brahmins. Baba is creating this Brahmin Dharma at this confluence age. You can see and understand all of these things in a practical way. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. You children understand that Baba only comes when this impure world has to be made pure. People also know that the Supreme Soul creates creation through Prajapita Brahma, but they don't know when he does that. They believe that he must create a new creation. They believe Brahma to be in the subtle region. You understand that Prajapita Brahma is now here. You go to the subtle region. You become pure and then become angels. You also have visions. Children come back and relate that everything there is a movie. that is the movie world. You saw movie films. You now understand everything in a practical way. The incorporeal world is a world of silence where souls reside. In the subtle region there are subtle bodies, so there must definitely be a language. It is in the intellects of you children that the residence of you souls is the land of silence. Then there is the subtle region where Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar reside. Here it is the confluence of the Iron Age and the Golden Age. The Father comes here and you Brahmins then go from here. There is the home of the parents and the home of in-laws. Both of your parents are here. Both Bap and Dada make effort to make you children become like flowers. Muslims speak of the Garden of Allah. There was someone in Karachi who would stand in front of Baba and fall down to the ground simply by looking at Baba. When he was asked about it, he would say that he went to God's garden and God gave him a flower. He had none of this knowledge. You now understand what the garden is. This is a forest of thorns, and that is a garden of flowers. You have all of the secrets in your intellects about what this Iron Age is and what that Golden Age is. You should have a lot of happiness because you have the whole cycle in your intellects. There is a lot of expansion about it. It is in your intellects, in short. You children have now come to know the Creator and creation from the Father, the Creator. Brahma is not called the Creator. There is only the one Creator, and the greatness is also of that one. First of all, there is the creation through Brahma, and then there is the creation of Sri Krishna. Brahma exists, but Brahmins are also needed. Pandavas are not called Brahmins. Brahmins created through Brahma are needed. This is a spiritual sacrificial fire. This is called spiritual knowledge. Only the Father gives this knowledge to you spirits. You understand that it is not a human being who is teaching you. The Father is teaching all of you souls. It is said that establishment takes place through Brahma. You would not say that it takes place through Krishna. That wouldn't be possible. Who inspires establishment through Brahma? Is it Sri Krishna? No, it is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Sustenance takes place through Vishnu. Brahma and Vishnu also have their parts. The mouth-born creation of Brahma then become the deities of the land of Vishnu. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. It has been explained to you children that it takes a second for Brahma to become Vishnu and that it then takes 84 births for Vishnu to become Brahma. These are such wonderful matters. No one can understand them. They are unlimited matters. You have to study this unlimited study with the unlimited Father and claim that unlimited kingdom. Know the world cycle. You souls know it through your bodies. It isn't that your bodies take this knowledge through you souls, no. It is you souls who take this knowledge. You have so much happiness. You should have internal incognito happiness. You souls have the sanskars of studying. It is the soul that feels sorrow. It is said, don't cause sorrow to my soul. You children are now receiving so much enlightenment. You remain happy. You clouds have to become refreshed by the ocean and shower this knowledge together. Meet together and help to create these exhibitions. You should be interested in doing this. Service, service and more service. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bat Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana, churn this knowledge that you have received from the Father and maintain infinite happiness. Have an unlimited intellect and do service with great pomp and show. 2. Don't forget the awareness that the Father has reminded you of. Completely fulfill the promise that you made to the Father to remain pure. Blessing. May you constantly be an easy yogi who grants a vision of an angelic form with your practice of remaining detached. Just as it is in your hands to wear a garment or not wear it, in the same way, have the same experience with the garment of your body. You wear a costume to perform a task, and as soon as the task is accomplished, you take off the costume. Experience the detachment of yourself, the soul, and your body while walking and moving around, and you will then be called a constantly easy yogi. Many souls will have visions of your angelic form and your future royal status through the children who remain detached in this way. At the end, this type of service will make an impact. Slogan: to waste even a second of the confluence age means to waste a year. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, that is, pure, in order to experience the natural inheritance of Brahmin life, which is constant happiness, being an embodiment of peace and having contentment of the mind. There has to be purity of your mind. The way to accumulate this is to have purity in your thoughts, words and actions. The foundation is purity. The basis of success in service is also purity. Let there not be any other feelings mixed in your words or thoughts. Let there be purity in your intentions and also in your feelings. Om Shanti.